Full Metal Jackie, bringing you 2 full hours of metal each and every week on the show with us once again this evening. Please welcome the one and only Jamie Josta. How you doing?
Good. Thanks for having me on, Jackie. What's going on?
Nothing, man. Really happy to be talking to you. Got obviously this new record coming out. And as always, got to say thank you for each week being part of the Full Metal Jackie radio show with Josta's weekly pick from the pit. So thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to do it. I've gotten a lot of great feedback from all the bands and people hitting me up, and it's exposed me to a lot of cool new music that I wasn't aware of. So, you know, it kind of has a cyclical power in that sense.
Awesome. Awesome. So it's a win-win-win-win for everybody. So Hatebreed's got a new album. It's called The Concrete Confessional. Jamie, what's changed most about your priorities and view of the world in terms of what you feel is important enough to express through music?
Well, for this record, I was like, look, it might be a little bit of a bleak snapshot just because of everything that's going on in the world and that's going on in our election. And so, yeah, I want to have a couple positive anthems on there, but mainly because it is supposed to have this juxtaposition of something that's solid and hard and heavy with something that's like an admission or, you know, sharing some pain or telling something, you know, getting something off your chest, so to speak, like a confessional. To have that juxtaposition, I needed to have a little more, I guess, balance than usual. And, you know, you can't have the positive without the negative. So I'm interested to see how people interpret the lyrics. So far, so good with the first song, AD, because no matter where you stand in politics, you can agree that something needs to change, and it needs to change soon. Otherwise, we're in for a rude awakening, which I think has already begun.
Well, let's check out that tune right now. Jamie Josta of Hatebreed with us. The new album, Concrete Confessional, is out now. Here's a tune from it. This is AD.
This dream can't be.
It's Full Metal Jackie, Jamie Josta of Hatebreed on the show with us this evening. There's a new album coming out May 13th. From Hatebreed called The Concrete Confessional. Where does the title come from and what's its significance?
Well, just like I was saying, you know, to have that juxtaposition, like how do you make something that's so hard, so heavy, so in your face, but then also have that that honesty and that that therapy? Like for a lot of people, a confessional is getting something off your chest and absolving yourself of sins. And there's all these themes on there. Like a song like Seven Enemies is about, you know, just the frustration of dealing with people who are going through all these tests in life. And then sometimes that's, you know, very testing on your own patience or your own mental well-being. So dealing with people's issues, dealing with relationships, dealing with the world around you, the violence, the poverty, the corruption in the government, all that stuff is on this record. And it's interesting because with the election coming up, you know, we've never touched on anything political on our record prior to this. If we did, it was, you know, very veiled or very sort of set in the record. This time it's out front and center. There's 2 songs, one called Us Against Us and one called AD, which is getting a great reaction. And it just goes to show you, let me switch it up a little bit topically. It keeps it interesting, and a lot of people have really said, I like this direction. So, I mean, having it all kind of fall under that Concrete Confessional umbrella was important, especially, you know, wanting to show, like, look, we can have the anthems, but we also have to talk about real-world issues, real social issues.
Jamie Josta of Hatebreed on the show with us this evening. The new album from Hatebreed, Concrete Confessional, is out now. Going to take a quick break. Still to come this hour, Josta's weekly pick from the pit. Also new music from Gojira and more with Jamie Josta. Stick around. It's Full Metal Jackie, Jamie Josta of Hatebreed, our guest on the show tonight. And Jamie, you, Chris, and Wayne have known each other since the start of Hatebreed. What's the biggest advantage to having that familiarity and longevity in a band?
I think the biggest advantage is that the fans come to know the recipe and enjoy the recipe, and it's become an institution, you know. And even you know, Matt's been in the band since 99 and Frank's been in the band since 2006, so over a decade, which, you know, you see all these revolving door lineups and you see all these bands who then have to kind of reestablish themselves, because in the business when you lose a guy or when you replace members or whatever, there's always this this want for the industry to then have you, your real estate be worth less. But with Hatebreed, we've, you know, with this lineup, we've proven ourselves, and you know, the issues that you have when you're a young band are all behind you, and now it's, you know, the point is to be an institution and keep it that way, and keep this lineup rocking, and go out there and leave it all on the stage. And this record is a good example of you know, this lineup at its top form.
Jamie Josta of Hatebreed on the show with us. Coming up, Josta's weekly pick from the pit, along with music from Exodus and more. It's all on the way. Full Metal Jackie, Jamie Josta of Hatebreed is our guest on the show tonight. Jamie, are you nostalgic for the upcoming tour with Devil Driver, Devil You Know, and Act of Defiance? Because you're going to be out on the road with Howard Jones from Killswitch and Matt from Shadows Fall, both of whom came up in the New England metal scene like Hatebreed.
Yeah, you know, I'm not really a nostalgic person, but with those two bands, I'm looking forward to having them out because they're current and they have new records coming out. You know, none of us are trying to rest on our laurels or trying to, you know, revisit the past. We're out here to promote new records. Sure, we pepper in songs from every record, and it's a very, you know, career-spanning set. But as far as being in the here and now, I think it's a good representation of the best that metal and hardcore has to offer, and being, you know, putting you know, three headliners on one show is more bang for your buck. And all these, all three of us, we could go out and headline on our own. So it's great to just see everybody coming together for the best show the fans can possibly get, and that's what you want to do. You want to give the fans the best lineup, and I think with the pre-sales being as good as they are, it's shown that we made the right decision with this package.
Full Metal Jackie with Jamie Josta on the show. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Going to get some music from Baroness, also Judas Priest. It's all on the way. Stick around. Full Metal Jackie with Jamie Josta of Hatebreed on the show tonight. Jamie, what's the most unexpected thing you've experienced while interviewing people for your podcast?
I guess the most unexpected thing is when someone really doesn't know about me or hasn't heard the podcast, and they don't, they don't know anything more than I'm just some guy there to interview them. And that's made for some interesting episodes. Like, I had Kimbo Slice on, and he was great. I showed him pictures and video of Hatebreed playing, and he was like, that's wild. And I showed him a mosh pit. So it was really fun and really cool. Then someone like Buzz from the Melvins, you know, I think he was just a little annoyed and probably tired of doing press, but he even turned out to be cool. He had no idea who I was, or I don't think he'd ever even heard of the band, but it was still ended up being a very popular episode. And so sometimes that type of thing happens, but it keeps it interesting for me because the podcast is a way for me to force myself to be social, to learn about other people, about their music, about their message, and it's a great way for me to interact and, you know, have another career path, and then also be able to, you know, keep up to date with all my listeners and all my fans.
Yeah, because you don't have enough career paths, right? It's Full Metal Jackie with Jamie Josta. Up next, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, plus music from Amon Amarth and more with the one and only Jamie Josta. Full Metal Jackie, Jamie Josta of Hatebreed on the show. Pick up the new album from Hatebreed, The Concrete Confessional. And obviously you guys have lots of touring going on. What can we expect from Hatebreed and also from you, Jamie, since you've always got a lot of different things going on?
Just going to get out there, hit the road hard in support of this record, hopefully release two videos coming up soon, and announce more shows. I'm keeping my fingers crossed that we get a big support slot, but the way that this headline tour is selling, I think we might, you know, be in the position to add a second leg. So we're in a good space right now, and we'll just see how the rest of the year pans out. But got Chicago Open Air, got Rocklahoma, got River City Rock Fest, and all these big festivals. And so for a band like us, 20 years into the career, to have new opportunities, you know, go out and play with Scorpions and Five Finger Death Punch and bands that are on classic and active rock radio, it's a great way to expose some new and old fans to some heavier music and just keep our name out there. And we're very grateful and very happy to be a part of it.
Awesome. Well, Jamie, as always, I really appreciate you taking the time. I wish you the best of luck with this Hatebreed record. Thank you for being part of my show with Joss's Weekly Pick from the Pit. And thanks for flying that flag out there. You know, I appreciate all that you do for metal.
Right back at you, Jackie. You're such a great ambassador and such a great person. You have your voice on the airwaves and support all the heavy genres and subgenres and just heavy music as a whole. I hope you know how grateful and how appreciative we are of all your work. So thank you. You rock, and thanks for having me on.